Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark, and thank you for checking out this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty. We hope your Sunday is a good one. During the draft, Texans owner Bob McNair took some time away to talk with the guys from Sports Radio 610, and he was happy about the way things were proceeding.
Welcome, Mr. McNair. How are you doing tonight?
Thank you. Nice to be with you. I'm excited.
Now, do you go down to the draft room much and see what's going on down there? Do you spend much time down there during this process?
I do. I go down there. I don't spend as much time as the scouts, but I'm down there quite a bit. And it's interesting to see how the evaluations go and how they change over time sometimes, too. So, but it's an exciting process, and I'm pleased with the way our people have prepared, and I think we're ready to go.
I would imagine it gets particularly crazy in the later rounds, too, when there's so little time between selections.
Well, it does, and also at that point in time, there are usually a lot of surprises.
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden, people that you thought would be gone are available and vice versa, and so you're really shifting your board around pretty fast.
I know you can't reveal the exact plans, but it must be difficult because the team does have needs at running back and cornerback, like they've admitted with Rick Smith and Gary Kubiak saying they need to get strong in certain areas. So there are a lot
for who you pick. And even though you might have a need that's greater at one position than another, if the value's not there, you need to pass on that and go where the value is, because, you know, long term, it's all about getting the very best players you can. And if you step back and don't always get the very best, you're not going to be the very best.
You've got to be thrilled, though, the way that this regime, this current regime of the Texans, has drafted. We were talking about the class of 2006, Eric Winston a part of that. Even Andy Kalu was part of the free agent acquisitions that year for the Houston Texans. But the last several drafts have been very fruitful.
They have been, and it would be great if we could repeat what we did in 06.
That was
the strongest draft we've had, without question. But, you know, there are a lot of good players. There's a lot of depth this year. And, you know, where we have needs, we think we're going to be able to fill those needs. And, you know, that's the exciting thing. You know, we, as opposed to other years when we needed so many players at different positions, here, you know, we're getting down to the point where we need a few players, and we don't need seven or eight. And, you know, that's a wonderful feeling to have.
I know you let Rick Smith and Gary Kubiak do their job, but you're the owner. You're the man that brought football back to Houston. Do you ever feel the urge to pop your head in the war room and be like, I really like that so-and-so kid from Oklahoma State, for example?
Well, I do. I voice my opinion, but I don't interfere with the process. They know if I have any disagreement, they know about it before the draft starts. Mm-hmm. And so we have discussion then. But really, we really work by consensus. And if you keep working and keep talking, and if somebody disagrees and you ask, why do you feel this way about it, tell me about it, and you have that debate, that interchange of information going back and forth, usually at the end of the day, everybody's pretty much on the same page. Occasionally, there might be one player where there's a little different opinion, you know, but most of the time, we're pretty much in agreement by the time we get through.
Mr. McNair, what do you think your stamp on the process is? What do you think, what do you feel like that's what I do? This is what, that's my contribution to this.
Well, I think my contribution is to see that we have the right people running it. So we've got Rick Smith in there, and Rick does a fine job. But at the same time, as you know, Eric, it doesn't do any good for him just to go out and select players. If the coaches don't like the players he's selecting,
exactly,
they're going to be sitting on the bench. They're not going to be playing. So you got to find out, what, number one, what is it that the coaches want? What kind of player do they want for that particular position, whatever it is you're talking about? And they're different type players, you know, and people play their offenses differently and defenses differently, and it requires different type players. So you, first of all, have to have an agreement as to what type of player you want at each position. And then after that, you got to have that interchange. Even though Rick is responsible for selecting, Gary's the guy that's got to play him on the field. So Rick needs to know how Gary feels about all these, too. And so they work together. And it's not a situation in which Rick just goes out and says, we're going to pick this guy, and, you know, it doesn't matter what you coaches think, this is who I want. We don't do that.
Well, in the 8 years of Texans football, we're going into the ninth season. You've done a remarkable job drafting people with character, and I know that's important to you. That's got to be difficult, though. The Texans have been remarkably successful in this department.
Right. And some people misunderstand that. They think that we want just people, you know, that are just, quote, good people. The reason we say that we want people of character is you cannot be a person of character if you are not disciplined. Mm-hmm. Anyone of character is a disciplined person. Well, what do we want on the football field? We want people who are disciplined. So it's reflected in their characters, reflected in their actions, and that's what we're looking for. We want that discipline so when the bullets start flying out there, they're going to go out and carry out their assignment regardless of what's going on.
What's more enjoyable, the start of the season or draft day for you?
Well, this is always exciting because I've never seen anybody yet with any team who ever thought that the players they got weren't wonderful players. Every one of them is wonderful, you know, and everyone is just going to do marvelous things. And at that point in time, there's just nothing but optimism. No one has anything negative to say about any of their players. None of them are inadequate.
Whomever the pick is tonight, will you plan on talking to them?
Yeah, we'll talk to them. We'll get them on the phone and talk to them, and I usually welcome them to our organization. And so it's exciting, and I wish I knew who that person was going to be, but we don't know who's going to be available, but it'll be a good player. And, Eric, the main thing is, at that position, we need to get an impact player.
Absolutely.
Whether it's offense or defense, doesn't matter. They need to be an impact player.
I agree with you. During the season, I got a chance to talk to you a lot, in the locker room, and I was surprised at how knowledgeable you were about the X's and O's of football. You own the team. How hard is it not to be the Jerry Jones type? I don't consider it meddling. If you own the team, you did what you had to do to bring the team here. So how hard is it for you to stay away from the decision?
Well, everybody has their responsibility, and the coach has got to work with the players on the field. If I'm out there doing something that undermines his authority,
let's listen into Roger Goodell for a moment, just so we can get the Kansas City Chiefs pick, the fifth round, the fifth selection.
With the fifth pick in the 2010 NFL draft, the Kansas City Chiefs select Eric Berry, safety, Tennessee.
That's a value pick right there. Like you said, some people thought he was one of the top 2-3 players. It's just like right. Mr. McNair is saying, they might have had a need at left tackle, but they went for the safety right there.
Yeah, he's an outstanding player. There's no doubt about it. But getting back to your question, Indy, as to sort of what's my role and what I do, Gary has his assistant coaches, his position coaches. They have their responsibilities. He can't undercut his assistant coaches and have them operate effectively. I can't undercut what he's doing and have him operate effectively. And it's the same way with Rick Smith. Rick's got his scouts and his responsibility. And what I have to do is see that they're doing their job and monitor what they're doing so that I can be comfortable that they're doing it and performing well. That's my responsibility. And then I let them do it. And if I've got something to say, I'll say it to them. And we can have a discussion and agree or disagree or what have you, and then go on about our business. But I don't go out and countermand anything that they're doing.
This is a magnificent turnout here at Reliance Stadium for tonight's draft party. What do you think of the format so far, this Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday format with the NFL draft?
I think it's terrific because there's so much going on. When you try to cram it all into one day, you know, it sort of overwhelms everybody. And I think by stretching it out like this, number one, it gives us an opportunity to evaluate where we stand and sort of step back for a moment. And it gives you an opportunity also to think in terms of trades and moving up and down. I think you're going to see more of that as a result of this format. And that in itself will make it even more interesting for the fans.
Well, thanks so much for joining us, Mr. McNair. Have a great night. Good luck with the NFL draft.
Thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, Texans owner and founder Bob McNair with us here at Reliance Stadium.